You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1646. This time, Mary Kitzmiller answers a listener question about early interactions with her mini mule. That just happened to apply to any horse. Today's episode is brought to you by Sentinel Horse Nutrition. Sentinel's 100% extruded feed is expertly formulated for senior horse health. Just ask Dr. Mike Davis, founder and CEO of the New England Equine Medical and Surgical Center. He's focused on providing his patients with the highest quality of care and says Sentinel senior horse feed is ideal for older horses with poor teeth or horses prone to choke. Sentinel Senior provides a highly fortified balance of nutrients and an exclusive blend of natural additives to meet the increased nutritional demands of senior horses. Visit feedsentinel.com/podcast to learn more about the senior horse feed trusted by veterinarians like Dr. Mike Davis. That's feedsentinel.com/podcast.
We have a question from Nan, who's an all-star contributor, and she asks, we've had our mini mule for a week now. I love mini mules. I have a mini mule. She is quarantined in our round pen for 3 weeks, but can see our other horses. She's quite shy, but was allegedly being started by the Amish with a cart for kids, so she's not unhandled. We've been spending undemanding time with her, and she's eating her smidgen of low-carb feed with salt out of a feed pan on our lap. Good start. She's learning to target our fist for a hay pellet. We'd like to get a lead rope on her, swap out her regular halter for a breakaway, and take her little blanket off. She allows forehead rubs and neck scratches, but you can tell she's not fully comfortable yet. What approach would you use to achieve these tasks? She's curious, and I think she'll be a fun little in-hand obstacle. Challenge partner. We don't want to screw up these initial interactions. Okay, so it sounds like you are already off to a great start. Mules can be kind of tricky because sometimes when they get into new homes, they act maybe a little bit more wild than their training really is, because they can be very one-person animals. So I think you've got a great start on your approach, taking your time and building curiosity and everything. Me as a horse trainer, if I got this mule in or a horse that maybe is pretty shy, but it's got things I need to take care of right away, like, I really like to get a change of halter and get this blanket off. I'm pretty savvy enough with my animal handling skills that I can get in there and get those things taken care of really quickly, without really traumatizing the animal or setting us back in training. But if you don't have confidence in your ability to quickly replace the halter on a more wild animal or get the blanket off, I would say keep doing what you're doing. Use an approach and retreat approach. So when you do targeting has a lot of really great applications. So you usually, when we first teach targeting, we teach our animal to touch their nose to the target and they reward. But you can then use a target to kind of approach and retreat all over the animal. So that's when I'll start touching the animal with the target and rewarding them. And you find a spot that is non-threatening to the animal and touch them there. And then you start working your way out until you can touch them all over. If you're using your hand, this is perfect. So maybe I start with touching on the nose and click and treat, and then maybe I'll work my way a few inches this way and that way until I can get my hands all over their face. So if we're thinking halter, first I'll get her used to me touching her all over her face. And then what I might start doing is placing my hand on the halter and just putting a little bit of pressure on that halter and click and treating that. And then just kind of being able to, can I move your head back and forth with the halter? And when I have that accomplished, then I can take their halter off. Now, I don't like if an animal is not really handleable. I don't know if that's a word. I don't want a halter on them at all, because I know that I can get a halter on them quickly. I can train them to be haltered really quickly. So I don't tend to like mine walking loose with the halter, breakaway or not. So typically, once I could take the halter off, I would take the halter off, and then I just start training putting another halter on. If you're worried about leaving them without a halter for a specific amount of time, then what I would do before you take the one halter off is train them to have a second halter put on. So,
Oh, ding, 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 ding. You're right.
yeah.
Just teach them to get haltered. And during that process, you put the new one on and off right over top of the ones existing. Brilliant.
Yes, and you might not be able to get a second halter fitted over the halter that's currently on, but I teach it, can you put your nose in the nose hole of the
Yeah,
halter?
you just
Can
make
I
it
put my
big. Make the nose
arms
part
around,
big. Yeah.
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 Can I put my arms around your neck to buckle the halter? And I'll mimic putting the halter on without actually putting it on, I'll make sure I can put that halter all over her neck and her face and everything, and she's just not threatened by it in any way. Once I do that, then I feel pretty confident of taking the old halter off. Once you take the old halter off, you may feel a little greedy, like, oh, I got to get a new halter on her. You want to keep that same rhythm and same kind of nonchalant, like, I'll get it done when I get it done. Even if you need to get it done quickly, I act like I have all the time in the world. As far as getting the blanket off, before I would go to take the blanket off, I would make sure that I can have them haltered and have them with the lead rope, and they understand how to be held in a halter and lead rope without freaking out. Because when I'm sliding that blanket off, maybe I make a mistake and I scare them with it. I want to make sure I have a good hold of that animal so I can help direct them through any kind of spookiness that they have.
Blankets can be
And
tricky. Yeah.
yes,
Yeah.
now with the blanket, what I personally do is, before I go try to take it off, I make sure I can kind of shift the blanket all around them and they don't spook and everything like that. But when it comes time to remove the blanket, I'm pretty quick about it. I'm like, get the straps undone, slide it right off. I'm not going to slide it off a few inches and put it back on. I'm like, nope, get the straps good. Slide off. And I would stand by their shoulder when you do this. And when you pull it away from them, you want to pull it away and actually turn away so that blanket's out of the way and not in a place where they can run forward and kick at it and all of that stuff. I'm really quick and efficient with it because I can always get it back on, but I don't want to, mess around with, I only have one leg strap undone and now they're freaking out and dragging it by
Oh,
their hind foot. So
yeah.
once you do get ready to take that blanket off, have yourself in a position where you're standing by their shoulder. Have your hand have a good position with your hand on that lead rope. And if they freak out at all while you're doing this, just keep their nose tilted toward you. So if they do move, they just move. They swing their hind end away from you. Doesn't have to be stressful. You'll get her done. Like if I had a horse come in training today and I'm like, I need to get this blanket off right now, but the horse is a little wild. The things that I remember before I go to start undoing the straps is I might just kind of grab a hold of the blanket and just gently shift it around their body. And if that freaks them out, okay, we'll work on that before we're undoing any straps. When it when and when I get confident, like, okay, I can get this blanket off again, I'm going to try to stay as close to their shoulder as possible. I'm going to work efficiently yet calmly. If my horse does any movement, the important thing to remember is keep their nose tipped toward you. Now, as you take it off, they might spook a little bit. Okay, well, that means to get it back on again, I'm going to have to just train that, train on that a little bit. But I just, I undo the straps I need to undo, take it off from their shoulder, turn away as soon as I get it off, so there's nothing for them to kick at, and we're good to go. And then you can go back to your really nice slow approach and retreat, clicker training. I would reward a lot of behaviors where your mule is facing you. So she learns right away, facing my person is a great place to be. If I'm ever unsure, I should face my person, and that'll save you from a lot of wrecks.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.